In response to episode 6, I would love to hear a section, even if it's just every once in a while, on new podfickers that you recommend. I know that everybody has their favorites, and that's natural, but do you listen to newbies too? As you prep for episode 7, Tips for Newbies, how do you create different character voices? There is only so much range that I can get out of my own voice. I didn't feel that this was totally answered in the Multi-Voice Podcast, Episode 1, so I figured I'd ask. The second question I have is, as I try to dip my toes into the community and find out where podfickers are and be part of the community, I guess, a starting list of links to communicate with other podfickers or places to post podfics would really help. I made a list of lessons learned as I've been working on my maybe 6 podfics now. But the list is pretty long. I included a link to it, so I'm not going to read them all, but I'll read off some of the ones that I thought were most important. As a newbie, sound. On my iPhone, because that's what I'm using to record, I've tried different things and iPhone seems to be best for me, I place it at the back of my jaw, with a bit of space between my face and the phone, so I don't get as much clicking and popping. Yet, it sounds a lot clearer because it's close to the sound source. Being within an inch of the sound is really good. The spacer I use is my fingers between the phone and my face, so I have this space so that there aren't sounds from my face on the phone itself. Several tips for reading. These were most important to me, especially as I'm new and I haven't done any voice acting or anything like this, so the first one was leave 3 seconds of silence at the beginning of your recording to take out the noise if you want to do noise reduction. Read the whole chapter in one go. I tried to do part of a chapter and then come back to it, and the difference in reading and my voice was so jarring I couldn't stand it. Save yourself the pain. Just do it all at once. If you make a mistake, just reread the sentence or paragraph. It seems to work best if I finish the sentence I made a mistake in and then go back and reread it. Otherwise, I keep making the same mistake. There's been a couple places in stories where I had yelling. Yelling into the iPhone microphone close to your face will only give you unlistenable results. So I've had to find ways to read the sentence in different ways to convey the feeling. When I read an emotional sentence, I read it in a few different ways so I can pick my favorite later. So it seems to convey the story the best. Editing tips. Be prepared that the sound of your own voice is going to sound really weird to you at first. It just will. This is normal. There are a lot of tips I had in here as far as editing goes, but the most important one is, if you're using Audacity, learn to use the multi-tool. It will save you time. You can cut, trim, move sections, adjust volume, all of this in one tool. And learn to use the spacebar to stop and play as a keyboard shortcut. These are going to save your mouse hand. As a former programmer myself, I can attest to this. I had a couple days of pain after trying to edit a couple of files. If a keyboard shortcut is tough to use, change it. You can do that in the preferences in Audacity. So those are the tips that I have, and I hope they're helpful to other people, because learning this, I love learning stuff, but it's been seriously drinking from the fire hose. There's been a lot of frustration that I wish I could have avoided from the beginning, so hopefully we can help out other newbies like me. Thanks so much.